FM Breakfast with Wally.
My videotapes of this man are fuzzy and my CDs with his voice on them are scratched and on their last legs, but I just can't bring myself to throw them away. Actually, I should probably start over because it sounds like I'm a stalker who's about to take him to a refrigerated basement. The most recognisable, quoted and iconic TV shows and movies that we've ever had, and a series of books that make you actually laugh out loud, not just lol, which is very rare for books to do. A ridiculously creative brain that doesn't seem to run out of ideas. Case in point, the new Southern Cross 10 show, Have You Been Paying Attention, is yet another feather in his cap. Ladies and gentlemen, the man that houses that brain, Tom Gleisner.
What an introduction.
How are you?
Overwhelmed and, you know, feeling a little inadequate. But thank you nonetheless.
Congrats on yet another brilliant project. You must be having a ball.
Well, I absolutely am. I mean, the shows and projects we've done over the years that, whilst I'm very proud of, I'd have to say at the time, you know, it was just hard work. Whereas Have You Been Paying Attention? This is just a ball. It's come into the studio each Sunday with a, you know, a bunch of friends, really, effectively.
Yeah.
That's how we choose them. And, you know, five contestants. For those who haven't seen the show, it's a topical news quiz. So think of it as sort of Q&A meets blankety blanks.
Nice. Who knew that Ed Cavalier was so cluey as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing we found with the quizzes, that even comedians get competitive.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, they obviously love the opportunity to make a joke, but when it comes down to the wire, they'd rather get the points.
Jane Kennedy is super nice, like probably just the most the nicest winner ever. Like, there's always a smile on her face when she's wiping the floor with the rest of the competition.
and another very cluey contestant as well. So absolutely. So look, it's been a great opportunity to sort of reunite on air with many of my colleagues over the years. I think we had Glenn Robbins on last week, and he's coming back in a few weeks. Jane, of course, Mick Molloy. We've sort of got, you know, getting an almost mini late show reunion happening.
Yeah, that's something that pretty much everyone in my friends group is a huge fan of. How does it feel having to pour back through every single piece of news now to create another show? You must be streamlined, but yet excited.
Look, it's not harder. I think we all absorb news pretty naturally. I mean, it's everywhere on the radio, TV, the internet. You know, it's not hard to find you know, questions about what's going on in the world, and you know, we have researchers who will pick things up that might go unnoticed by me. But it's not difficult to put together questions each week.
I'm always frightened about starting a question with "You've been quoted as saying," because sometimes they can be quite wrong. But I have read that there is an apparent quote from you saying, "If you're not laughing out loud, there's something wrong."
Was that in relation to life in general or this show specifically?
I think maybe life in general.
Well, that's probably, I guess in some ways that's, I'll stand by that quote. Well, absolutely.
Now that you know you've said it.
Yeah, I mean, and I suppose, you know, someone who's, I've had the privilege for the last, you know, 30-odd years of creating comedy with my friends. It's you know, what I do, so I suppose it's, it is a central part of my life.
If we could swap roles for just a few short moments, and maybe I could quiz you, would you mind playing Have You Been Paying Attention right now?
I'm willing to give it a go.
All right. True or false, the character of Russell Coit, All the Aussie Adventures, was based on Wallaby Jack.
Oh, gee, you know your late show. Absolutely. It was correct.
Have you still got the beard sitting somewhere in a wardrobe?
Facial hair and I have had a... had a torrid relationship over the years, but I'm sure it's sitting there somewhere.
Finally, Mulvania is a land untouched by what?
By modern dentistry.
Those
it
books
that way to this day.
I have it's something that my older siblings always get me. They go, "What do you want?" I go, "Oh, well, there's a new book out, you know, from Tom and the guys, and I've got them all." And the only time I get to read books these days is when I'm in an airport lounge somewhere.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I look like I'm just a little bit touched in the head when I'm just laughing out loud, and people are staring at me going, "That's no way to behave."
Excellent. Well, no, that's great. I mean, that's great. We've loved creating Mulvania, a travel guide to a country that simply doesn't exist. we're pleased when people stumble across it, especially those who think the country is real and start planning their next holiday. They didn't ask for anything more.
That must be the kicker. Thanks for paying attention, and thank you so much for yet another brilliant show. And I could have gone full fanboy on you today, and I've shown some
restraint, I think.
Some healthy restraint, but if I could just go on the record and say that from one of your biggest fans to you, I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you've done. You didn't have to, but you did anyway.
Steve, I really appreciate that. It's been great to talk to you.
Hear everything Greater Valleys every weekday morning. 3SRFM Breakfast with Wally.